But I do remember when I was about seven, I was in the farm, and it was a winter night, and it was dark, obviously, and this young boy was brought in by an older cousin. So it was two cousins, and they arrived, and they were speaking Polish to my grandfather, so I didn't know what it was all about. The girl, because she was of mixed, her mother was not Jewish, she was able to, she looked so Polish, she was smuggling children over the border. So anyway, she managed to get this young boy out, and she stayed in Swansea. In fact, she married a sculptor, Philip King. He's quite famous. Right. She committed suicide anyway. This is what happens, they survive and then they can't take it anymore. But anyway, this young boy, he didn't speak. And I thought as a child that it was because he couldn't speak English. But he was so traumatized that he just didn't speak for a long time. What happened was he was hiding with his family and he was told he must not go out. Anyway, he escaped because he wanted to see his old friends, the non-Jewish friends. And he went to the park and he saw them. And one of them followed him home and told the parents. And the next, what he saw then was that they came and shot all his family in front of him. So he was traumatized. Anyway, he couldn't cope with this country. And we had some relatives in America, and he was sent to America, and he got there and he committed suicide. So I think there's lots of tragic stories. Mine is not any different from most.